This is TWiT.
We talked yesterday with a Recode reporter who broke the story that Sony Pictures believes North Korea may be behind a devastating attack on that company. Now the Wall Street Journal has found more evidence for that belief. As we mentioned in yesterday's report, the North Korean government was implicated in hacks labeled the Dark Seoul attacks in March 2013 against South Korean TV stations and also ATMs. They actually shut down ATMs in the country for some time. The Journal is reporting that the malicious code used against Sony is nearly identical to the hacking tools used in the TV and ATM attacks. Joe Panettiere, this is really one of those stories where when they first reported, when Eric Hasseldahl reported on Recode that North Korea was a prime suspect in this, I thought, you know, they made a comedy called The Interview about yes. North Korea. But come on, they're gonna hack a California-based company because of a comedy. It sounded unbelievable, but with each passing hour, we're getting more information, and it looks like it was probably North Korea.
Yeah, probably North Korea. And I think the interesting thing here is over and over again, we're hearing about similar tools that are being used in these state-sponsored hacks. So it's almost like you don't have to be an incredible pro to pull off these hacks. You just have to need access to the right tools and then go after the company of your target.
And as we were saying on yesterday's show, there the defacement of the web of the computers within Sony involved a cheesy looking skull and crossbone, not a skull and crossbones, it's kind of like skeleton type of thing with some like badly written threats and so on. And it just smacked of, you know, of an amateur hour operation. But the hack itself, the tools used in the hack were actually very sophisticated, and the damage done was actually incredible. Now, the BBC asked North Korea's United Nations delegation spokesperson about the hack, and he didn't deny it, didn't admit it, but he didn't deny it. He basically said, you know, essentially a long-winded no comment. And, you know, when the movie came out, the interview starring James Franco and Seth Rogen, North Korea issued a big threat over it, and they said the movie was, quote, the most undisguised terrorism and a war action, unquote, which justified a, quote, strong and merciless countermeasure. Come on. James Franco is a bad actor, but he's not that bad. Come on. This is. Oh, he also threatened the U.S. government if they patronize the film, whatever that means. I guess if Obama sees it or something.
Yeah, they're using some sort of spy system to see which of our Congress people are buying tickets to this film. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I've been on vacation just a little bit. I think this film is coming out Christmas Day or somewhere around there. But the trailer had me laughing in hysterics. I love the premise of it. But boy, you know, you never know who you're going to upset in this day and age with your humor, because there are no boundaries anymore in terms of where your message goes. And boy, if you're going to upset the wrong people, they're going to come back and get you no matter where you are located physically in this world, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we reported yesterday, apparently they may have leaked 5 movies. The Interview was not one of them. They don't want to get that out there. But there was Fury, which is, you know, a sort of World War II movie. The musical Annie, a sort of remake of Annie, and 3 other movies that I'd never heard of were all leaked, and they're doing very well on BitTorrent and on other torrent sites, especially Fury, because it has the right demographic for the illegal downloaders. The South Korean government officially blames Dark Seoul, that's Seoul as in Seoul, Korea, on North Korea's Reconnaissance General Bureau. Apparently, that's the hacker group or the organization within North Korea that does some of these hacks. And I'm kind of impressed that North Korea would have a skillful hacking operation, because kids in Korea don't grow up with computers and the internet. It's, you know, the computers are somewhat a recent thing. They're only distributed to the children of elites there. And the internet, of course, is completely almost non-existent there, because they don't want people finding out what an oppressive Orwellian state they happen to live in and how good life is outside of North Korea. Well, there's another. You know, go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry, Mike. I was just going to say the only other person I want to hear from on this is Sylvester Stallone. I think it was Sly Stallone who was complaining last time one or two of his movies most recently have been leaked on the internet and quote unquote destroyed his box office. So we'll see what he says this time around as the next movie floats out there.
The most recent Indestructibles or Dispensables, whatever it's called. What's the name of that movie? The Dispensables?
Expendables.
Expendables. Yeah. As you can see, I'm a huge fan. And. And but yeah, he blamed.
It was destructible.
That's apparently was and expendable. And there was two other components to this story. And let's go on to the second one. The Federal Bureau of Investigation privately warned American businesses yesterday to watch out for the same malware used in the Sony Pictures hack. They're apparently freaked out by it. And this is, of course, according to a report, an exclusive in Reuters. The Bureau told some businesses that the software overwrites all the data on computer hard drives within a company, including the master boot record, so it can't be booted up. This is why Sony Pictures was taken offline for several days. And as far as I know, they're still recovering from that hack, which was devastating. We also know, or we have lots of evidence that before they erased everything, they stole everything. And they have lots and lots of information that was taken. And what's interesting about this, Joe, and I didn't realize this, but this Sony Pictures hack was the first major destructive cyber attack waged against a company on U.S. soil. This kind of thing has happened to companies in Asia and elsewhere, but never before this one in the United States, where a company was essentially brought to its knees by a cyber attack like this, a major company brought to its knees by a major attack. The FBI seems pretty freaked out by it. They issued a five-page confidential flash FBI warning to some businesses. They sent it by email, and they asked companies not to share the information, oddly enough. What do you make of this? Is this something that sounds to you like this could hit other companies? Or, I mean, it sounds to me like unless you make a comedy about North Korea, you're probably okay for now.